Hello, everybody. Well, it's another glorious morning here at Oriole Acres. The temperature is a little crisp yet, because it's not yet 9 o'clock, but the sun is shining, and as you can hear, the birds are chirping away very happily. I am off on my morning constitutional. I wanted to get it in now, because very soon the wheat harvest will be starting up again, and I'll have the noise of the combines to contend with. In fact, I think I hear one down the road. There's a wheat field right next door to my parents' house. And, it's currently being harvested. There are huge bales of straw set up along the roadside. Mum said that she couldn't even get her arms around one of them. And they're very tall. We passed them on our walk last night. Speaking of which, Mum found the coolest thing on our walk. There's a cornfield a ways down the road as well. And in the trees near that cornfield, there is a catbird nest. Now, they have the most interesting calls. They can sing, but they also cry like a cat. It's fascinating. I wish I could go and show you guys, but unfortunately, I can't walk in that direction because, first of all, there are no houses, and no people around, and secondly, the ditches on either side of the road are very deep. So Mom doesn't want me accidentally falling into one of those, and I wouldn't like that either. So it's really not wise to walk where there are no houses. Not if one is blind, anyway. Ooh, I just ran into a bush. Oh, speaking of running into bushes, the bush that I ran into yesterday that I thought was so neat-looking turned out to be a tiger's eye sumac, which starts out being a bright lime green, and then as the summer progresses and turns into autumn, becomes a bright orange in color. So that must look really, really cool. Well, I'm sorry if my profusion of boos that I've been publishing lately has gotten on anyone's nerves. I know I've been posting a hell of a lot in the past few days. It's just, there are so many interesting things to record around here. I don't visit my parents all that often. So when I do, especially in good weather, it's really fun to go out and see what I can find to record. And I love hearing interesting sounds from all over the place myself, so, I don't know. I just thought I would share my own, I guess. But if you don't enjoy what you hear, feel free to skip it. I would certainly not be affronted if you did. But I have gained a few new followers this week, which is always a pleasant surprise. Thank you very much. Hope you like what you hear. I've also followed a few people, some of whom have not reciprocated, but again, I don't take umbrage at that because, well, I figure my boos just aren't of interest to everyone, and that's not a problem. I mean, I know it's probably the polite thing to do to follow everybody back, but I must confess that there are some boos that aren't really my cup of tea either. But I mean no disrespect whatsoever to those people. You know, keep posting away, because I'm sure other followers find them enjoyable. As long as they're not abusive, or, you know, really nastily negative, that kind of booing, well, I don't think anybody appreciates it, really. Oh my gosh, the sun is shining on my back, and it just feels tremendous. Oh, tremendously nice. Reminds me of the John Denver song, Sunshine on My Shoulders. It's really nice to stand here and listen to all the birds. There are chipping sparrows and finches and red-winged blackbirds and jays around here. The really nice thing about this property is that you get different sounds around the front than you do at the back. So at the front, there's a creek across the road, and water-loving birds like to congregate there. Whereas at the back, there are fields. And so they, of course, contain field dwellers. My bedroom window overlooks the back, where the barn and the horse field are located. So it's just wonderful to wake up in the morning to the sound of the bird song. I get some bird sounds in the city outside my window, but not nearly as many as I can hear around here. All right, I better stop standing in the middle of the road. Well, actually, I'm on the verge of the road, but still. Anybody walking past or driving past or looking around would think me very strange. I'm sure. There are no sidewalks around here. So I just walk on the verge of the road, and then if any traffic comes, which isn't often, thank goodness, I just get right over on the grass. And again this morning, I have no cane. Woohoo! It is wonderful not to have to use a cane. It really is. One thing I also wanted to add before I stop rattling on is that I found out I was correct. My mum's Annabelle hydrangeas are indeed white in color with bright green leaves. They are lovely. I'm gonna try and get my mum to take a picture and scan it in and send it to me. Because then I can show people that can see. I mean, you can find images of them online as well, but these ones are just special because they're enormous. I call them hydrangeas on steroids. I've never seen hydrangeas that big before, and I've seen, or well, touched, really, lots of them. It happens to be one of my very favorite plants. Alright, folks, I better end this and let you get on about your day and all your booze. Do take care and have a wonderful day.